Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 66. Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 66. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about shopping for jewelry at a jewelry store. Let's get started. My wife's birthday was coming up, and I wanted to get her a special present. She always tells me not to splurge on gifts for her, but for once, I decided to pull out all the stops. I went to the jewelry store and began looking at all of the display cases. I started by looking at the bracelets. The sales clerk asked me if I was looking for a bangle or a chain bracelet. I told her I wasn't sure, and she showed me some in yellow gold, white gold, and platinum. None of them seemed like my wife's style, so I moved on to the rings. The clerk asked me if my wife liked diamonds, and I told her that she did, but that she also liked other stones like emeralds, rubies, or sapphires. I looked at a lot of anniversary bands, but none really fit the bill. Finally, I walked over to the display case with the necklaces. There was a pearl necklace with a really beautiful clasp. I had never seen anything like it before, and I was sure my wife was going to like it. I told the clerk that I would take it. The clerk placed the necklace in its box and gift wrapped it. I have to say that when I left the store, I felt pretty proud of myself. I knew my wife would like the present, and I picked it out all by myself. Now, I can't wait to see the look on her face when she opens it. Today we are talking about why I am such a good husband, because I went to the jewelry store to buy my wife a gift. I said that my wife's birthday was coming up. When we say something is coming up, an event or a day, we mean that it is very soon, that it will be that day or that time soon. Sometimes you hear that on the television when a person reading the news announces a story that they are going to talk about in a few minutes. They say, coming up, a story about birds, or whatever the story is. Anyway, my wife's birthday was coming up, and so I wanted to give her a special gift or present. Present and gift mean the same. My wife always tells me not to splurge. Splurge, S-P-L-U-R-G-E, means to spend a lot of money on something. I'm going to splurge on dinner tonight and order the filet mignon or the New York steak. You can splurge on anything, a television, a computer, even a video iPod. I said that for once I decided to pull out all the stops. For once here means for this one time. For once, I want to see a good movie. means this one time I want to see a good movie. Usually we use this expression when we don't normally expect to do a certain thing. For example, normally I go jogging every morning, but for once I'm going to try swimming. That would be an example of using for once. To pull out all the stops means to do the maximum possible, to do as much as possible. If you are going to throw a party for a friend and you invite an orchestra and dancers and wine and food, this would be pulling out all the stops, doing the maximum or the most that you could. It would also be very expensive. Now, the expression to pull out all the stops actually comes, I think, from music. When you play a organ, like a organ in a church, to pull out the stops are something that helps control the sound of the organ. And to pull them out, I think, makes it louder. So to pull out all the stops here means to do the most you can. I said I went to the jewelry store, and the jewelry store, you probably know, is where you buy jewelry or things like rings and diamond rings and necklaces and bracelets and so forth. I started by looking at the display cases. When you walk into a jewelry store, usually there is a counter or a case where they have all of the jewelry, usually behind a glass case. A case is like a box where they keep the jewelry, so you can see it, but you can't touch it. A display case, then, is a case in a jewelry store or other store that displays or shows something. I started by looking at the bracelets, and bracelets, you probably know, are things that go around the wrist of your arm. Men can wear bracelets, women can wear bracelets. The sales clerk asked me if I was looking for a bangle or a chain bracelet. There are two kinds of bracelets, basically. A chain bracelet is one in which it is made up of little pieces. We call those little pieces of a chain links, L-I-N-K-S. So a chain bracelet is flexible and has little pieces that go all around your wrist. Those little pieces are links. A bangle bracelet is solid. It's one piece. You put it on and it doesn't move. It's not flexible like a chain bracelet is. The clerk showed me some bracelets in yellow gold, white gold, and platinum. Yellow gold is, you could say, normal gold. It's a gold color. White gold is also gold, but it is a silver or a silver-white color. And platinum is the most expensive, or one of the most expensive types of metals. It is also silver-white in color. Gold, silver, platinum, white gold, yellow gold, these are all precious metals. Precious means here really expensive or somewhat rare, and because they are rare, they are expensive. Precious metals. Now, I decided none of the bracelets were my wife's style or the kind of look that she would like. So I moved on, or I went to look at the display case with the rings. Rings, of course, are things that you put on your fingers or your toes. On your toes, we call those a toe ring. And if we just say ring, you usually mean your fingers. When you get married, you put a ring on. A ring can have a different type of stone, and a stone is like a diamond, an emerald, a ruby, a sapphire. These are all stones that you can put on a ring. A diamond, you probably know, is one of the hardest stones and a very expensive type of stone. Emeralds are green stones, usually. Rubies are sort of a red, purple, red stone. Sapphires are usually blue. And these are all expensive, usually, stones that you can put on your ring or somewhere else. We also call these gems, G-E-M-S. A gem is an expensive stone that's used usually for jewelry. A precious gem or a precious stone is like a precious metal, a rare and therefore usually expensive type of stone. I said I looked at a lot of anniversary bands. An anniversary band is a band is another word for ring here, and an anniversary band often is just a plain ring with no stones on it. Usually in the United States anyway, when a man gets married, he has a band. We would call that a wedding band. It's a ring that usually doesn't have any stones in it, but it can. Mine doesn't. I said that none of these really fit the bill. When we say something fits the bill, we mean it is appropriate, it is correct, it is right for this situation. To fit the bill can be used for lots of different things. I interviewed three people today, but none of them had sufficient experience. None of them really fit the bill, what I was looking for. I finally went over in the jewelry store and looked at the necklaces. A necklace, you probably know, is a chain that goes around your neck. There was a pearl necklace, and pearls are not stones, but they are a very hard substance that you find in an oyster. So if you have an oyster and you open it up, it will often have a pearl inside. The pearl necklace, or a necklace made of pearls, that I was looking at had a very beautiful clasp. A clasp, C-L-A-S-P, is what you use to connect the necklace or sometimes a chain bracelet. It's usually in the back and usually very difficult to do, at least for me. So that's the clasp. It holds the necklace together so you can put it on and take it off easily. I told the clerk that I would take the pearl necklace. I would take it. And this is the expression we use whenever we buy really anything. You say, how do you like this television? And you say, that's a nice television. I'll take it, meaning I want to buy it. The clerk put the necklace in a box and then gift wrapped it. To gift wrap as a verb means to put wrapping paper or usually color paper on the box to make it look nice. We call that gift wrapping. I said I was feeling pretty proud of myself, meaning I thought I did a good job because I picked out the gift all by myself, meaning with no one else helping me. I ended by saying that I can't wait to see the look on her face when she opens it. When we say the look on your face, Usually it's because you are surprised or you're scared. For example, I threw a surprise birthday party for my friend. You should have seen the look on his face when he came in the door and everyone yelled, "Surprise!" So that would be an example of using that expression. Now let's listen to the story, but this time read at native speed. Here we go. My wife's birthday was coming up, and I wanted to get her a special present. She always tells me not to splurge on gifts for her, but for once, I decided to pull out all the stops. I went to the jewelry store and began looking at all of the display cases. I started by looking at the bracelets. The sales clerk asked me if I was looking for a bangle or a chain bracelet. I told her I wasn't sure, and she showed me some in yellow gold, white gold, and platinum. None of them seemed like my wife's style, so I moved on to the rings. The clerk asked me if my wife liked diamonds, and I told her that she did, but that she also liked other stones like emeralds, rubies, or sapphires. I looked at a lot of anniversary bands, but none really fit the bill. Finally, I walked over to the display case with the necklaces. There was a pearl necklace with a really beautiful clasp. I had never seen anything like it before, and I was sure my wife was going to like it. I told the clerk that I would take it. The clerk placed the necklace in its box and gift-wrapped it. I have to say that when I left the store, I felt pretty proud of myself. I knew my wife would like the present, and I picked it out all by myself. Now, I can't wait to see the look on her face when she opens it. That's going to do it for today's podcast. Be sure to visit our website at www.eslpod.com or email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.